Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Good risings. I'm Brian, and this is Grateful Grains. Welcome back. We're on day three of our week, Resolute Revisited. We got it started Monday with a conversation on the power of the word itself. Yesterday, we talked reflection. Today, we're taking our resolutions into the land of action. So we've done the work of sorting out exactly what in our lives needs an adjustment. We've galvanized that decision with intention. Our reasons are crystal clear and at the forefront of our thoughts. We are resolute. Now comes the work. But how? Today, we're talking about the SMART method. It's all about examining our ambitions and turning them into actionable, perceivable tasks. We use the SMART method to plot out our map to victory, so to speak. So starting with that S, the very first hurdle is making sure that our goal is specific. We don't want to be vague about what we want. When we say we want to be more healthy, what does that mean? Does it mean losing 20 pounds? Does it mean running a 7-minute mile? Does it mean sticking to a diet with one cheat day a week? Are we working toward owning a home? Are we working toward a new car, a new job? Are we writing a book or a screenplay? Whatever it is, be specific. Specific helps us keep that goal in our mind's eye. It's a clear objective. We know exactly what we're working toward. It is the peak of the mountain. Another important aspect of being specific is picking one goal. Intentional change, especially when it comes to breaking bad habits, is an uphill battle. If we're rushing head-on into the new year with the best intentions of getting healthy, and that means we're going to quit smoking and quit drinking, cut sugar, start eating healthy, and get into the gym, well, it would take an otherworldly determination to do it all at once. We're not saying it's impossible. We're not saying it hasn't been done. We're just saying it's not, statistically speaking, the most likely path towards success. Next, our M. That's measurable. We're breaking that goal down into achievable milestones that we can use to mark our progress. We're just getting detailed about what success will look like, not only at the end, but along the way too. It's like being on a long hike and making it to different landmarks on your way to the top. You know you're getting closer as you're coming across the wonderful sights you've been looking forward to seeing. Maybe it's your first 5 pounds. Maybe it's 10,000 steps every day in a month. Maybe it's successfully cooking a new healthy meal. Maybe it's going without refined carbs for an entire week. It's the baby steps leading up to that big and specific end goal. After S and M, we have A. A is for attainable. Attainable means it's not dependent on someone else. The goal of being married by the time we're 35 is great, but it also depends heavily on another party. The same goes for setting a goal like getting a raise. We're subject to budget restrictions. We're subject to a boss who's saying yes or no. So instead of being married by 35, we decide we want to be ready for marriage by 35. We focus on self-healing. We focus on building community. We focus on our own happiness. And if we want a job that pays a certain amount, we don't necessarily keep our eyes fastened on the position we're already in. Instead, we focus on growing our education level, our work experience. We work to bring in more business. These are things we can refer to when the time comes to go and get that job that pays what we want. Again, attainable means the goal and tasks that get us there are within our control. So we've set a goal that's specific. We've made it clear how we'll measure our pursuit. And we've made certain it's within our own power, that it's attainable. Next, we're making sure it's relevant. We've talked a lot about this already this week, but this is the part of the goal setting that requires us to make sure we're aware of why our goal is relevant to us. We want to know the real benefit of what we're working so hard to achieve. This isn't about what other people are asking us to do. This is about what we want to do and why we want to do it. Like we said on Monday, this is how one becomes resolute. Another thing to consider regarding relevance, it's not only whether the goal is relevant to us, it's also whether we're really relevant to the goal. We have to ask ourselves, am I the right person to achieve this goal? That means, does it truly align with my purpose? Does it truly align with my passion? Does it truly align with my talents and capabilities? Last but not least, we come to T. We're talking about timing. Setting a goal goes hand in hand with a timeline, and setting a realistic timeline is key. How much time can this goal feasibly be accomplished in? How much time can we actually spend in pursuing this goal? It's imperative that we not set an unrealistic timeline. We'll only be discouraged when we don't achieve it. Hashing out a realistic timeline is the final component in setting ourselves up for success. SMART. Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timing. If it serves you, take those resolutions you're mulling over and run them through the SMART machine. Know what you expect of yourself. Get comfortable with what that journey is going to look like. The more prepared we are, the less likely we'll suffer burnout. Thanks so much for joining us on Grateful Grains. You can find us on Instagram at Good Risings, or you can find me at B. McMuffin. We'll be back again tomorrow for day 4 of our week, Resolute Revisited. Until then, remember, a better tomorrow starts with today. Good Risings is presented by Cavalry Audio.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.